The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL Winter 2015 Newsletter. Reading is for everyone. Did you know the Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is here to serve you? We have a variety of materials and resources available for you or a loved one. Did you know that we have magazines on audio? Did you know that we have audio-described movies? Did you know that we have large print books? Did you know there is a sleep button on your talking book player that will turn itself off when you set it? Did you know you do not need to rewind your audiobook when you are sending it back to the library? Did you know you can download your own audio or braille books at home if you have internet access? Did you know we have emergency preparedness brochures in large print or braille? Did you know we have a toll-free phone number, 855-203-5274? Call us at that number or 586-286-1580 for further information. Our hours for the Clinton Macomb Public Library are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Sunday, during September through May, we are open 1 to 6 p.m. Our website, www.cmpl.org/mlbph. Computer and iPhone iPad classes for spring. Our computer tutor, Sharon, will be teaching one-on-one classes this spring for patrons interested in learning how to use the computer with adaptive technology software. Such software includes Zoom Text or JAWS on Windows 7 computers. Zoom Text allows users to enlarge the text on the computer, whereas JAWS reads what is on the computer screen to users. Computer beginners, or those familiar with computers but have never used adaptive software, may want to register for these classes. Also, Sharon will be able to show iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch users how to use voice-over technology that is present on those devices to assist in accessing the apps. This will allow you to get the most out of your Apple product. If you would like to attend a one-on-one class but are unable to find transportation to the library, certain classes by phone are also available. Please call us for more information or to register for March classes, 586-286-1580. Lions Clubs of Michigan Scholarships. The Lions Clubs of Michigan offer student scholarships on a yearly basis. Students must be legally blind and provide verification, must be a resident of the state of Michigan and a United States citizen, and either attending or accepted by an accredited trade or business school, college, or university. Please visit the Lions Club's website, www.lionsofmi.com, or call 517-887-6640 for further information. Winter Reading Contest. Here is some food for thought. Join our Macomb LBPH Winter Reading Contest and you might just win a $25 Visa gift card. All ages are invited to participate. All you need to do is call the library at 586-286-1580 starting February 2nd and request a book whose theme somehow relates to food. If you cannot think of a choice, please see our list of suggestions below. When you are finished with the book, call us by March 28th, the last day of the contest, and we will enter your name in our drawing. One entry per patron, and we will draw two winners. Good luck! Winter contest reading suggestions. Adult level fiction. The Quilter's Kitchen, an Elm Creek Quilts novel with recipes by Jennifer Chiverini. DB68353. General fiction. Sweet Revenge by Diane Mott Davidson, or any of this author's culinary mystery series. DB65348. Mystery. Angels at the Table by Debbie Maycomer. DB75855. Romance. Happy Birthday by Danielle Steele. DB73657. Romance. Scarlet Feather by Maeve Binchy. DB51764. General fiction. Toxin by Robin Cook. DB46224. Mystery suspense. Hotshot by Julie Garwood. DB77358. Romance suspense. Chocolat by Joanne Harris. DB49086. Modern writing, psychological fiction. The Corsican Caper by Peter Mayle. DB78861. Mystery. Adult-level nonfiction. Under the Tuscan Sun, At Home in Italy by Francis Mays. DB44847. General nonfiction. Stealing Buddha's Dinner by B.M. Enwin. DB69401. Biography. Lunch in Paris, A Love Story with Recipes by Elizabeth Bard. DB73427. Biography. Julie and Julia, My Year of Cooking Dangerously by Julie Powell. DB69563. General nonfiction. The Pioneer Woman Cooks, Recipes from an Accidental Country Girl by Ree Drummond. DB72395. Cooking. Big Russ and Me, Father and Son Lessons of Life by Tim Russert. DB58298. Autobiography. The Taste of War, World War II and the Battle for Food by E. Collingham. DB76655, Nonfiction, World War II. Youth Level Fiction. Survival by Gordon Corman, DB78615, Grades 5 to 8 and older. Like Bug Juice on a Burger by Julie Sternberg, DB76680, Grades 2 to 4. Farmer in the Sky by Robert Heinlein, DB24747, Grades 6 to 9 and older. Farewell My Lunch Bag by Bruce Hale, DB54319, Grades 3 to 6. Crocodile Tears by Anthony Horowitz, DB70121, Grades 6 to 9. Youth Level Nonfiction. What the World Eats by Faith DeLucian, DB67687, Grades 6 to 9. Chew on This by Eric Schlosser, DB62925, Grades 6 to 9. What's Cooking? The History of American Food by Sylvia Whitman, DB54641, Grades 6 to 9. Assistive Technology Demonstration. There are many products on the market that are available to aid people with vision issues. If you are looking for a product or have a product you would like to donate, you may want to check out the Michigan Disability Rights Coalition's AT Exchange website, https://ATXCHANGE.org. Per the website, the AT Exchange is a place where people with disabilities, family members, friends, and others can sell or donate used assistive technology devices. You can also list items you need. Also, for financial information, see the Michigan Assistive Technology Loan Fund webpage at http://ucpmichigan.org/at/loan-funds/michigan-assistive-technology-loan-fund. Per this website, the Michigan Assistive Technology Loan Fund allows people with disabilities and seniors or their family members to purchase assistive technology devices or services, including modification of vehicles and homes. Loans may also cover cost of training to use the purchased equipment, warranties, and service agreements. Your Macomb Library for the Blind also offers in-house use of computers that have Zoom Text screen magnifier software and JAWS screen reader software installed, and a Braille embosser on which you can print out personal messages or similar types of written communication in Braille. In the future, we plan on scheduling personalized demonstrations of various other devices at the library. Please call us at 586-286-1580 if you would like to be put on a waiting list for demonstration programs. Macomb Blind Bowling League. The Macomb Blind Bowling League offers fun and friendship for visually impaired, blind, and sighted bowlers. The group meets on Wednesdays from 11:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Fraser Lanes. The cost is $10 per week. Besides bowling, there are 50-50 raffles, mystery jackpots, and an end-of-season banquet. The league is sponsored by 8 different Lions clubs. Sighted persons are also invited to join in the fun of bowling and to help with scorekeeping and pin placement. To join and to get information on transportation to Fraser Lanes, please call Nathan at 586-296-2675.
Book discussion group by phone. In our last newsletter, we introduced our latest program, a book discussion group by phone. If you have always wanted to join a book discussion group but never had a way to meet at your local library, now is your opportunity to be in a discussion group without having to leave the comforts of home. Our group meets on the first Monday of the month, excluding holidays. We call members up and patch them into a conference call. The discussion usually lasts between 60 to 90 minutes. If you are interested in joining or learning more, just call us at 586-286-1580. We will let you know what the next book title is that the group is reading and send the audio version out to you by mail. It's as easy as that. New Currency Reader. The National Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped has partnered with the Bureau of Engraving and Printing in support of its U.S. Currency Reader Program, which will provide currency reader devices free of charge to eligible individuals who are blind or visually impaired. The program is part of the U.S. government's Meaningful Access Initiative to assist individuals who experience difficulties identifying U.S. currency. The currency reader, called the iBill Talking Banknote Identifier, is a compact device that announces a note's value in one of three ways: voice, pattern of tones, or pattern of vibrations. Just insert a currency bill into the device and press the button on the side to have the denomination identified. The currency reader does not identify foreign or counterfeit banknotes. The size of a key fob, it can be carried in a purse or pocket, clipped to a belt, or attached to a keychain or lanyard. It operates on a single AAA battery, which typically lasts for more than a year. The initial battery is included. To pre-order, patrons may call the Macomb Library for the Blind at 586-286-1580. A currency reader will be mailed free manner to the patron's on-file address when the devices become available. Patrons who originally registered as a blind or visually impaired reader are eligible. Reader recommendations. William Kaleo recommends Pictures of You by Carolyn Levitt. Photographer Isabel crashes into April's stopped car in a foggy road, killing April but sparing April's son Sam. April's grieving husband doesn't understand why his wife was 3 hours from home with a suitcase, or why Sam is drawn to traumatized Isabel. Some strong language and some descriptions of sex. William says the book was just phenomenal. This is a suspenseful book with a realistic look at relationships. Pictures of You by Carolyn Levitt, DB75565. Rita Taylor recommends The Ezekiel Option by Joel C. Rosenberg. While U.S. forces down a hijacked plane and assassins kill the Palestinian prime minister, Russian radicals execute a coup during which CIA agent Aaron McCoy disappears. Aaron's fiancé, presidential advisor John Bennett, tracks Aaron and uncovers a biblical verse predicting apocalypse. Sequel to The Last Days, RC 57970. Violence. Rita says this story has nonstop action from the very first page to the very end. Rita has listened to it 4 times. The Ezekiel Option by Joel C. Rosenberg, DB61947. Rita also liked The Harbinger by Jonathan Kahn. Journalist Nouriel Kaplan is approached by a prophet who warns him about the coming downfall of America. Kaplan learns of 9 prophecies that were revealed to the ancient Israelites before their country's destruction, and sees that the same signs are now manifest in the United States. Rita comments that you will never think of 9/11/2001 the same after reading this book. The Harbinger by Jonathan Kahn, DB76704. Rita also says to try The Walk by Richard Paul Evans. Seattle advertising executive Alan Christofferson has everything. Until his beloved wife dies, his business partner steals their clients, and his house is repossessed. Alan decides to walk across America to Key West, Florida, in search of new meaning, while keeping a journal and befriending people along the way. Rita highly recommends this book, as well as the author's entire Walk series in sequence. The Walk by Richard Paul Evans, DB71348. Clinton Macomb Public Library Staff Picks. The staff pick of books below were culled from Clinton Macomb's Chapter 1 Book Talking Program. Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking by Susan Cain. Author explores introversion from a cultural point of view, posits that as many as half of Americans are introverts, even as society promotes what she calls the extrovert ideal. Examines the differences between the two personality types. Suggests ways to nurture quiet children. Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking by Susan Cain, DB74307. Sister, Mother, Husband, Dog, Etc. by Delia Ephron. A series of autobiographical essays about life, love, writing, movies, and family. In Sister, the author explores the rivalry, mutual respect, and intimacy that comprised her relationship with her older sister and frequent writing companion Nora, who died in 2012. Some Strong Language. Sister, Mother, Husband, Dog, etc. by Delia Ephron, DB 77334. Vertigo 42 by Martha Grimes. At high-rise London bar Vertigo 42, Superintendent Jury meets Tom Williamson, who is convinced his wife Tess was murdered 17 years ago. Tess's death was ruled an accidental fall caused by vertigo. A young girl's similar fall at a party hosted by Tess may be connected. Some Strong Language. Vertigo 42 by Martha Grimes. DB 79321. The Arsonist by Sue Miller. Feeling unmoored after working in East Africa for 15 years, Frankie Rowley has come home to the small New Hampshire village of Pomeroy and the farmhouse where her family has always summered. On her first night back, someone begins burning down summer houses. The Arsonist by Sue Miller. DB 78858. Still Midnight by Denise Mina. When three armed men invade a quiet Glasgow home and demand audience with a person who does not live there, Alex Morrow investigates their apparent mistake, a situation that escalates as violent acts are committed against the hostages. Still Midnight by Denise Mina, DB 72533. Secret Keeper by Kate Morton, England. In the 1960s, teenager Laurel Nicholson witnessed her mother Dorothy stab a man to death. Decades later, Laurel, now a renowned actress, visits her senile 90-year-old mother and begins to research the matriarch's complicated past. Secret Keeper by Kate Morton, DB 75668. The Returned by Jason Mott. Harold and Lucille Hargrave are visited by a man from the Bureau and their long-dead 8-year-old son, Jacob. All over the world, people are mysteriously returning to life. The Returned by Jason Mott, DB 77460. State of Wonder by Ann Patchett. Vogel Pharmaceutical sends pharmacologist Marina Singh to Amazonian Brazil to locate elusive employer Dr. Annick Swenson, who was once Singh's professor. While investigating the status of Swenson's fertility drug research, Singh also hopes to uncover the fate of colleague Anders Ekman, whom Swenson reported dead. Some Strong Language. State of Wonder by Ann Patchett. DB 73464. Still Life with Breadcrumbs by Anna Quindlen. 60-year-old Manhattan photographer Rebecca Winter, once renowned for her work with everyday objects, is now broke and moves to a cabin in upstate New York. Rebecca refills her coffers by photographing items found in nature and regains peace by flirting with roofer Jim Bates and adopting a dog. Still Life with Breadcrumbs by Anna Quindlen. DB 78255. Clinton Macomb Public Library Programs. Music at Maine. Join us for a free hour of music open to all ages. The Friends of the Library will also be on hand to sell the best of their used books to support programs such as the concert series. Sunday, February 8 at 2 p.m. Jump Street Light. This five-piece band will bring a slew of catchy standards and old-time ballads to the library for all ages to enjoy. Sunday, March 1 at 2 p.m. Crossroads. Crossroads performs various styles of music, including jazz, blues, funk, and contemporary. The combination of a family band consisting of children and adults will undoubtedly make your day. Henry Ford, His Life and Times. Monday, February 2 at 6:30 p.m., Maine Library. Henry Ford spent much of his life making headlines, good, bad, but never indifferent. Learn about his life, his inventions, his family, the positive and more controversial aspects of his strong personality, and some of the ways he changed the world. History of Old Ireland, Monday, March 2 at 6:30 p.m., Main Library. St. Patrick's Day is on the horizon, and we're offering a lecture with history teller Maureen Esther on Ireland. This lecture covers prehistoric Ireland with its monolithic tombs to Titania's palace built for the Queen of the Fairies. Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a public service of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. This concludes the Winter 2015 Reading is for Everyone newsletter. Please remember to return your cartridge to the library so that we can reuse it. Thank you.